Unit 16. 16.3. Exercise 2.
If I had to single out one book from the many I read last year, it would be The Duma Club by Arturo Pérez Reverte. That's in translation from the original Spanish. Although I read the opening couple of chapters quite slowly, I soon got completely immersed in the subtleties of the plot. So much so that I quite literally could not put the book down until I had finished it. Some books have this compelling effect on me, and not just detective stories like this one. What is so skillful about the way the Duma Club has been constructed is that there are two strands to the plot, and as a reader, you assume these are interwoven, and all the time you're engaging with the text on this basis, making links and suppositions of your own. Well, without giving anything away, there is a masterful twist, which makes this an exceptional book.
I read loads of travel writing, partly because I have a penchant for travelling myself. That said, I do expect a lot more than straight description and first-hand observation from a truly great travel book. Redmond O'Hanlon's masterpiece Congo Journey does not disappoint. Will Self, the author, named it as one of his books of the year and said he felt like starting it again the minute he'd finished it, which is praise indeed. I'll certainly reread it at some point. It's got brilliant insights into what is a really remote region of our planet. There's meticulous detail on its wildlife and superb use of dialogue, brings the whole thing to life. And then much more besides. It's funny, moving, so you're reading it on many different levels. Above all, though, you marvel at his sheer guts in enduring such a difficult and dangerous journey. Epic stuff.